Ladies and gentlemen, please stand by. Your conference is about to begin. Welcome to the Terra Firma Capital Corporation Annual General Meeting. At this time, all lines are in a listen-only mode. I would now like to turn the conference over to your host, Mr. Dov Meyer, Chairman of the Board of Terra Firma Capital Corporation. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. My name is Dov Meyer, and I am the Executive Chairman of Terra Firma Capital Corporation. Welcome to the Annual General Meeting of the shareholders of Terra Firma Capital Corporation. In accordance with the company's bylaws, it is my privilege to act as chairman of this meeting. As a company, we were hopeful that by the time this meeting came around, the world would have sufficiently returned to normal such that we could have welcomed you, all of our shareholders, here in person, which is something we always look forward to in years past. Unfortunately, while the meeting is being held in person, certain restrictions remain in place, and it seems that we will have to wait at least another year before conducting our annual meeting as usual. Accordingly, while only votes in person or by proxy will be counted at the meeting, we have once again set up a live audio cast to allow shareholders to follow along with the meeting remotely. In addition, after the formal business of the meeting, there will be a management presentation by Glen Watchorn, the company's President and CEO. With the consent of the meeting, I will ask Manos Thiagaraja to act as Secretary of the meeting. With the consent of the meeting, I shall appoint Computershare Investor Services Inc. through its representatives to act as the scrutineer. I have been advised by the Secretary that the requisite documents have been properly sent to each director of the company, the auditors of the company, and each intermediary and registered holder of shares of the company of record on May 19, 2021, being the record date for such purposes. The Corporate Secretary has also reported to me that there is a quorum present. Accordingly, I declare that the meeting is duly and properly constituted for the transaction of business. I direct that the confirmation of mailing of the notice of the meeting and, when available, the formal report of the scrutineer each be kept with the minutes of this meeting. At this meeting, we have three regular business matters to consider, being the election of directors, the presentation of the prior year's financial statements, and the appointment of the corporation's auditors for the coming year, and also one item of special business being the proposed ratification of the corporation's stock option plan. Once the formal business of the meeting has been completed, there will be a brief management presentation. If a ballot were to be conducted on the special business matter to be considered at this meeting, the total number of votes attached to the common shares represented at the meeting by proxy that are required to be voted against what, to my knowledge, will be the decision of the meeting on such matter will be less than 5% of all votes that might be cast at the meeting. Accordingly, unless a registered shareholder or proxy holder requests a ballot on such matter, voting in respect of the matter will be conducted by a show of hands in order to expedite the process. Unless a ballot is demanded on any other motion, I propose to conduct votes by show of hands. The first item of business is the election of directors. The number of directors to be elected at this meeting has been set by the company's board of directors at 5, and I invite nominations.
Mr. Chairman, I, Jeremy Sheets, nominate the following 5 persons as named in the management proxy circular for election as directors of the corporation to hold office until the next annual meeting of shareholders or until their successors are elected or appointed. Dr. Chris Bart, Philip Reichman, Jerry Pitava, Seymour Temkin, and Dov Meyer.
Are there any further nominations? I declare the nominations closed. In order that a vote may be held on the matter, may I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I, Jeremy Sheets, move a resolution as follows. Be it resolved that the 5 persons nominated be hereby elected as directors of the corporation to hold office until the next annual meeting of shareholders or until their successors are elected or appointed.
Unless a demand is made to vote on the election of each director individually, voting on this resolution will be conducted once in respect of the slate of individuals so nominated. All those in attendance who are in favor of the resolution, please so signify by raising your hand.
Mr. Chairman, four hands have been raised.
Abstentions, if any?
Mr. Chairman, no hands have been raised.
I declare the motion carried and that each of those nominated to have been duly elected as directors of the corporation to hold office until the next annual meeting of shareholders or until their successors are elected or appointed. The next item of business is the presentation of the financial statements. I now present to the meeting the corporation's consolidated financial statements for the period ended December 31, 2020, together with the report thereon of the auditors of the corporation. I do not propose to read the auditor's report to the meeting. The reports are available on the company's website. The next item of business is the appointment of auditors and the authority of the directors to fix the remuneration of the auditors. In order that a vote may be held on the matter, may I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I, Jeremy Sheets, move the following resolution. Be it resolved that KPMG LLP is hereby appointed as auditors of the corporation to hold office until the next annual meeting of shareholders or until their successors are appointed, and that the directors be hereby authorized to fix such remuneration.
Before I call for a vote on the motion, is there any discussion on this matter? All those in attendance who are in favor of the resolution, please so signify by raising your hand.
Mr. Chairman, four hands have been raised.
Abstentions, if any?
Mr. Chairman, no hands have been raised.
I declare the motion carried and that KPMG LLP has been duly appointed auditors of the corporation to hold office until the next annual meeting of shareholders, and that the directors have been duly authorized to fix the remuneration of the auditors. The last item of business is to pass an ordinary resolution ratifying the corporation's stock option plan and authorize reserve and outstanding option grants thereunder. The policies of the TSX Venture Exchange require that the plan receive shareholder approval on an annual basis. The form of resolution is set out in the Management Information Circular, which accompanied the notice of meeting. In order that a vote may be held on the matter, may I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I, Jeremy Sheets, move that the resolution to ratify the corporation's stock option plan and authorize reserve and outstanding option grants thereunder, as set out in the Management Information Circular, which accompanied this notice of this meeting, be passed as an ordinary resolution of the corporation.
Before I call for a vote on the motion, is there any discussion on this matter? I will now call for a vote on the motion. All those in attendance who are in favor of the resolution, please so signify by raising your hand.
Mr. Chairman, four hands have been raised.
Contrary, if any? I declare the motion carried and that the corporation stock option plan is hereby ratified as the stock option plan of the corporation and that the authorized reserve and outstanding options grants thereunder are hereby ratified. If any shareholder is interested in the exact number of votes cast in favor of or against each of the items of business considered at this meeting, he or she may follow up to obtain particulars from the secretary of the meeting. I direct that the scrutineer's report as to voting on each item be annexed to the minutes of this meeting as a schedule and filed on SEDAR promptly following this meeting. As there is no further formal business that may be properly brought before the meeting, I declare the meeting terminated. Now I would like to call upon Mr. Glenn Watchorn, President and CEO of TerraFirma Capital Corporation, to provide a corporate update.
Good afternoon. My name is Glenn Watchorn, and I am the President and CEO of TerraFirma Capital Corporation. Thank you for attending this year's AGM. I will be providing a brief report on the year ended December 31st, 2020, followed by a review of our activities since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic, and finally, our thoughts on the significant opportunity for TerraFirma's growth given the strong and undersupplied U.S. housing market. Please note that all dollar amounts referred to are in U.S. currency unless otherwise indicated. By way of background, TerraFirma Capital is a real estate development finance company. More recently, over the last 6 years, the company has been focusing primarily on providing first mortgage financing for residential land and development and land development projects in large high-growth cities in the U.S. The reason the company gravitated to this sector is because of the opportunity for outsized returns on a risk-adjusted basis. We are achieving low double-digit returns on first mortgages, returns that we could not achieve for the same risk and type of financing in Canada, especially given the extremely low rate environment. These returns are available because U.S. banks and institutions are not adequately supplying capital to this sector. This is largely because of the regulations put in place in the U.S. after the credit crisis and the fact that land does not generate income for debt coverage. We rely on interest reserves or direct payment from our borrowers to service our positions. As Terra Firma grows its overall book on these unlevered assets, using its own balance sheet in combination with its deep and growing private investor network, the inherent benefit of scale and the additional income from the fees and spreads on a greater pool of investments can be expected to increase the company's earnings per share over time. Despite the challenges that faced Terra Firma from the COVID-19 crisis over the year ended December 31st, 2020, the company was able to implement systems and protocols to manage and safeguard its operations and capital effectively. The company was also able to remain profitable and retain all of its key employees. While Terra Firma's net income was down year over year, this was largely due to the prudent decision to put a hold on all new originations during the initial stages of the pandemic in the second and third quarters of 2020, in combination with the rapid repayment of the company's loans and investments, which was the result of the strength of its positions and the strength of the overall U.S. housing market. The U.S. housing market continues to show tremendous resiliency, with the median existing home price up 19% year over year at the end of April, and the annual housing starts up 7% to 1.38 million for the year ended December 31st, 2020. While this annual number of starts was the highest since 2006, it is still below the long-term historical average of 1.5 million annual starts, a trend of undersupply that has been going on for well over a decade and will likely continue in the short to medium term, given shortages of labor, ready-to-build land, and materials. The undersupply of new homes and the low inventory of existing homes, which reached the lowest level since 1982 in January, has been met by increased demand from home buyers due to the low interest rate environment and the ongoing trends related to remote work. As such, we expect the U.S. housing market to continue at a similar or increasing pace for the foreseeable future, especially in the more affordable and lower tax jurisdictions in the U.S., which is where Terra Firma is focused and continues to build a strong pipeline of transactions. Over 2020, we managed to establish new relationships with large developers and builders for loan and mortgage investments and for land and lot inventory financing. With these and our existing relationships alone, the company was able to build up a very strong pipeline of transactions by the end of 2020, leading into 2021. Our private syndicate investor network continues to be a valuable asset for Terra Firma. We closed our first fund for $37.5 million in January and have already filled the fund with new loans and investments. We have now initiated the marketing for our second fund. Our ability to raise subsequent and larger funds will be aided by our impeccable track record with our private investors. Since the company's inception over 11 years ago, we have had a zero loss rate to our private investors, and we have successfully syndicated every transaction that we have marketed. With the end of the pandemic, the buoyancy of the U.S. housing market, and the company's pipeline and resulting AUM on the rise, we expect net income to trend upwards in the coming quarters. As such, we are confident and pleased to be able to continue paying our shareholders a 20 cent Canadian per share dividend annually. Thank you for joining our call today, and stay safe. I'll now pass it back to our operator.
Thank you. And this concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for participating. You may now disconnect.